I'd like to ask another one of the Chaverim, Rav Nosson Levine, to say some Devika.
I'm not one of these scheduled speakers, and however, my chashver brother Ephraim and Naftali asked me to say a few words. Ephrat, especially for all the tremendous devotion that they've, every gedenkeit, everything they've given to the Aaron Price Mishpacha, when it comes to being Mechabed Kivi, it's their wish and my command. About 16 years ago, I took a walk with Kivi down Avenue J, and it seemed like Rabbi Kahn had invited Kivi to say a drosha in his shul on Pesach between Mincha and Meir. Kivi was bouncing off of me the drosha he was planning on saying. The focal point of his speech was a vart on a Rashi in Parshat B'Shalach. He told me over the kashi he had in Rashi. And then he proceeded to tell me a pshat, a teretz, an explanation of Rashi. The pshat was a big chiddush. It was a novel approach. A pshat that, to my opinion then, shloi shama oizem me'olam. And I turned to Kivi and I said, wow, beautiful pshat. A grace of chiddush. Who states? Who says this pshat? And he turned to me in bewilderment. And he said, what do you mean? It's my pshat. Ad hayom, that story made a very big reshem on me. We were young bachrim then. Where does a young bachrim get impotence? Where does he get the guy with the kedusha to get up in front of a chashev tzibur and say his own kasha, his own teretz? And that was the focal point of his whole drasha. But the truth is that that story is not just an isolated incident. This really encapsulates Kivi's entire approach. Every sugi we learned, Kivi was never happy, he was never satisfied with the chedushim that were already in print. He was always striving for a new chiddush. He was always looking to discover the new world in learning. He was always digging to uncover some hidden treasure that no one else had previously found. What's remarkable is that, on the other hand, Kivi was the ultimate Talmud. His hispatlus to his Rebbein, the hours and hours he invested in Chazoras Hashir to understand the shiurim of his Rebbein, and to give them over to those Talmidim who did not put as much time and effort and energy as he did in, that was also unsurpassed. And these are really two paradoxical traits. Generally speaking, those that are who are mechadshim, original thinkers, independent minds, usually have an inability to accept and to hear and to learn from other people. And those that have a tendency to be mekabel from Rebbeim, that's their inclination, have a hard time being mechadish, usually complacent, they're content with what they heard from their Rebbeim. Hebe expressed this paradox. It's not only in learning. It was in all areas of Ruchnius and Aliyah. In Emunah and Betochen. In Lusser and Hashkafa. On the one hand, Kivi took initiatives. To be Mechazik Night Seder. To be Mekarev Lavinu Shebeshamayim, everyone he encountered. The many stories we heard. He came up with new brilliant ideas. How to initiate these projects of his. Whereas again, on the other hand, his Amunah and Betochen, his Deis, his Ashkofas, his Nyoni Musar, he was totally misbattled to his Rebbein. To learn up from the previous Deis. On a superficial level, I would liken Kivi to Eliezer Eved Avram. The Torah gives Eliezer Eved Avram a special title. Hu Damesek Eliezer. Rashi says Damesek is the Trikin. Doilet Mashke Mitoiris Rabbi Lachem. Eliezer with a giant ladle that would scoop out from the pot of his Rebbe Avram Avinu. From the wellsprings of Avraham Avinu. And he would dish it out and serve it to all those who were zeichah to enter the tent of Avraham Avinu. He scooped from his Rebbe and dished it out to everyone who he came into contact with. That was Kivi. But I think there's something much deeper than that, much more profound than that. We're in the Torah. Is this title of Damesek Eliezer ascribed to Eliezer Eved Avraham? Where does the Torah choose to tell us this special quality and trait of Eliezer? It's in the very pasuk where Avraham Avinu is being mevakish for children. Ma titen li ba'anoichi hoylech hariri uven meshek beisi hu Damesek Eliezer. When Avraham Avinu is being mispalel for children, he tells the Ribbono Shel Olam, what do I have? Who's going to carry on my legacy? All I have is Damesek Eliezer. Here the Torah tells us Eliezer was Doilu Mashka Mitoiris Rabbi Lacher. Why over here? Why specifically in this Bakasha does the Torah choose to tell us this trait? Well, the answer is Pashat. Avraham Avinu wants children, why? He wants someone to be Mishamashim. He wants to fill up the house. Avraham Avinu wants to carry on his deis, his emunah, his recognition of the Ribbono Shel Olam that he brought to the world. His Torah, he wanted to carry on for generations. Who's going to carry that? Who's going to carry on the torch? Who Eliezer? Who Damesek Eliezer? Eliezer, the Ben Agayim, don't find a Talmud. But he's Doile Umashka. As long as the pot's full, he can scoop out and serve to others. The second the pot dries up, Eliezer's yeshiva is going to close down. The second Avraham Avinu is not going to be here anymore, there's no full pot to be Doile from, Eliezer can't be Mashka anymore. The only one who can carry on the deis v'emunah and the Torah of Avraham Avinu is someone who has ingrained in his fibers. The fibers of his being, of his essence. That's who can carry it on even after Avraham Avinu is avek. For that, Avraham Avinu wanted a Yitzchak. What's the litmus test to differentiate between a Doile Umashka and a real child of Shinantam Levanecha Elu HaTalmidim? How do we discern between the two? The difference is if you can be Mechadish al Pi Yisoidus of your Rebbe. Someone who can be Mechadish based on the Yisoidus that he absorbs from his rebellion, he's someone who's not just a Doile Umashka. He's someone who can carry on that torch for generations. He's a mechadish, but all using the yesaidus that he absorbed into the fibers of his being. That was Kivi. On the one hand, he was taka a tremendous mechadish, but all based on everything he absorbed into the fibers of his essence, from his rebbeim, from his etzatlus, from his haravanya over the Torah of his rebbeim. That's the answer to the paradox of Kivi. Kivi himself was Baruch Hashem Zoicha to a child, someone to carry on his legacy. But there's more than that. Kivi was also Zoicha to a tremendously close chabura of dedicated, devoted chaverim that would do anything for him. They became one. One unit, all revolving around Kivi at the center. And that chabura became Kivi's Talmidim. Became the Talmidim of Shinantam Levanecha. Children, Talmidim that are likened to children. We learned from his Emunah Pshuta, from his Betochim, from his optimism, from his ability to shake off even the worst prognosis, an ability to smile and make everyone else around him smile. The ability to smile when he was only physically of smiling with half his face. These tremendous lessons of life were all his Talmidim. Talmidim, Rav Shinantam Levanecha, that got absorbed into our one essence of the one Chabura. And this, with this we can carry on his legacy with David Davis. He's a Chibar.